This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd has an update on potential summer insect pest activity. Raymond, first off, maybe just an update on what we're seeing in terms of bagworms.
Yeah, Jeff, this is the time of year to be looking for those 1/8 to 1/4 inch bags on your thuya and all sorts of trees and shrubs out there, and spraying with one of two products, either BTK, which is called Bacillus thuringiensis kirstaki, which is a bacterium that only kills caterpillars, or spinosad. These are the active ingredients in a number of products. These are stomach poisons, and when applied this time of year, they're very effective in killing the small caterpillars. If you wait till they get over 1/2 inch or close to 1 inch, you can't use these. So this is the time of year to be out there looking for those bags. And if you see them, spray. You may have to make more than one application because of the fact that bagworms will balloon. That is, they'll form a strain and get caught in wind currents, land in your plants and start feeding. So just right now, be really diligent about going out there looking at your thuyas, conifers, crab apples, other plants that you know have been fed upon by bagworms in the past, and make those treatments to reduce the damage caused by the bagworms feeding.
Are we seeing anything with Japanese beetles?
It's getting close. The Japanese beetle adults should be emerging, depending on the location, but it's something to be cognizant about, because once Japanese beetles start emerging and feeding, it's very difficult to deal with them. Once they feed on a plant, especially a rose, the plant gives off odors that attracts more Japanese beetles. So much as you can do proactively is going to reduce problems. Unfortunately, most of the sprays we have are very non-selective, so they kill everything, including pollinators and bees. Carbaryl, which used to be the active ingredient in 7, is being phased out. In fact, if you go to a garden store or nursery, you'll see that the active ingredient carbaryl is no longer in most of the formulated 7 products. It's lambda-cyhalothrin, gamma-cyhalothrin, bifenthrin. These are pyrethroids. Now, they will still kill Japanese beetle adults, but they will also kill beneficial insects, pollinators, and butterflies. So you have to be very diligent about using these products when you're trying to protect your plants from a Japanese beetle adult feeding damage.
And there really are a number of beetles that we need to be concerned with.
Yeah, in the vegetable garden right now, making some observations in the community garden in Manhattan, Colorado potato beetle, late instar larva, the orange ones are feeding on potato leaves. We've got common asparagus beetle larva feeding on the fronds of asparagus. And then we've got bee leaf beetle feeding on beans. That's, if you ever go out and your beans get holes in them, that's caused by the adult bee leaf beetle. We also have some caterpillars, cabbage looper, imported cabbage worm feeding on kale, lettuce, anything in the cold crops, brassicas, things like that. They're out right now feeding. And so when they're young and when the populations are small, this is time to get out there with some of the common insecticides. If you don't know what to use, contact your extension office or the Department of Entomology at Kansas State, and we'll provide you recommendations. Again, BTK, which I mentioned for bagworms, would work on cabbage looper and imported cabbage worm and some of the other caterpillar pests. And there's a whole slew of other materials that are out there that you could use for Colorado potato beetle, bean leaf beetle, and asparagus beetle.
Anything else that you're seeing that we might want to take note of right now?
We do have our newsletter coming out weekly or biweekly, depending on who writes for it. But as the season, as we get into June, July, and the temperatures get hotter, then 2 spotted spider mites are going to be problematic on tomatoes and burning bush and roses, things like that. So just be on the lookout for that. On roses and some of your hardwoods, we recommend a high-pressure water spray. Just dislodge them, okay, as opposed to spraying your plants and maybe running into some phytotoxicity. But 2 spotted spider mites, as the weather warms up, gets in the 80s and 90s and dry, is one of the mites to be concerned about. White flies may be a problem, but really it's spider mites. The Japanese beetles, which we mentioned, are going to be prevalent probably from June, July, August, depending on what type of temperatures and moisture levels we get to.
You've been working on a publication about mosquitoes, and that publication is ready for publication.
It's called Mosquitoes in Kansas. It's been updated, and it is available right now online at the bookstore, and you can download it, read it. It's got lots of good information about mosquitoes. Again, we talk about source reduction. We talk about using larvicides and using repellents.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with an update on potential summer insect pest activity in the home garden and landscape. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.